Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I'm not happy today. It's all gone wrong at my house again. God, my house is such a bodge-up job. It looked nice when I bought it, but seriously, it's not. It's all wrong all the time.
What have you done to it?
Oh, well, today the flipping boiler broke down. I'm sorry to bother you with my domestic woes, but seriously, cold showers, they're not fun, are they? The one that doesn't speak was just saying he had to do one the other day. It's horrible. Oh, so that's not working. I can't fix it. I went up to the attic where my boiler is, randomly, and it said, fault, fault, fault. I don't know what to do, so I've got a man coming tomorrow.
Did you switch it off and switch it back on again?
Tried that, it didn't work.
Really?
So, yeah, so I can't wash now for a while. But I have done today. It's just that tomorrow I might not be as fresh as I am here now.
Why don't you use the shower at the gym?
I could do. Or what I'm thinking about doing is reverting back to the real olden days when everything was in black and white and have a bath by the fire. You see this on film sometimes. So what we do is we run a bath using the kettle and then everyone in the house takes it in turns to have a bath.
Oh, that's...
in each other's dirty bath water.
That is gross.
Well, yeah.
How do you decide who goes first?
Well, I am obviously the cleanest out of me, my flatmate and his girlfriend that now lives there. So I am going to go first.
No way. She is by far the cleanest out of all three of you.
Well, he's not.
But I think she would get to go first.
Did I tell you?
You and then him.
This is how disgusting he is, right? His feet stink. He had a fish pedicure the other day. You know those things where... Have you seen these?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Are they?
Yeah, my mum had one and I sat there watching her. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And she got in and the fish were like, nom, 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 nom.
Right, here's how much he stinks. Right, so those fish pedicures, like you put your feet in the water and the little fish kind of eat all the dead skin away from your feet.
Mm.
One of the fish died when they were eating his feet. And the person in the shop said that had never happened before. A fish actually died. That's how rank his feet are. So he is definitely not going first. Okay, ladies first, and then I'll go second.
Oh,
I know.
That
did happen. I know. Like one of those tiny little fish, I couldn't take it.
Oh.
So they went, I'm off, bye.
I don't like it now.
What, because the fish died?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't happen to you. That's just because his feet are Ming. Anyway, maybe, like, some people will now suggest that we all have a bath together. That's certainly not going to happen.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, yesterday, if you're listening to the show, you would have heard my mate Chris getting some very strange answer phone messages. You know Chris, he's been on the show a little while now, and he can sometimes get easily confused, let's say. Now, I don't think I've ever seen him more confused than yesterday, when he got this message on his phone.
This is Elton John. I'm a huge fan of yours, Chris. I love everything about you. It's been a while, but let's get together soon. Bye.
It's just the look of what on his face?
It's just so weird. I can't see how this has happened at all. I've never met Elton John in my life. I don't know Elton John. And this can't be a wrong number because he says Chris. So what's going on there?
Have you ever seen him more confused than this?
No.
Oh, bless. Then he got even more confused and a little bit panicky when he got this one.
Hi, Chris. It's Cheryl. I'll speak to you soon anyway. See you soon. Bye.
Where are they getting my number?
I don't know. Maybe Elton gave Cheryl the number. I mean, do they know each other? I'm not aware. But no one's seen Cheryl Cole for weeks. She's gone underground.
Unknown number, though. I can't call her back. Again, frustrating.
Now, a lot of you guessed what was going on here, but Chris, luckily for us, hadn't. Bless him. I feel bad a bit because I'm his mate, but it's fun. So it just got weirder and weirder, really, with the messages.
Chris, it's Bono. Look, sorry, this needs to be quick. Can you call me back?
Bono left a message on his phone, as you do.
Hi, Chris, this is Lily Allen. Hopefully we can meet up soon.
So a lot of you are guessing that these are actually messages for Chris Moyles because you listen to the show all the time and you know how Chris likes to have celebrities on saying, you know, hi or let's meet up soon or happy birthday. Now, these have been stored up by the Chris Moyles show for about 6 years, so we've had a lot to choose from. Now, my only thing is, please do not tell our Chris. okay? Because I actually am really enjoying him being confused, and I would like this to go on for as long as we possibly can make it go on. He's not listening today. He's somewhere else. I know exactly where he is.
I really thought he would have guessed yesterday with Bono.
Yeah, I mean, Bono would be the one where I would, like, seriously. No, he did have a little waver. He thought we were winding him up, but then he's still kind of hoping that, like, Cheryl Cole did actually ring him.
On the same day as Elton, Lily, yeah. Bono.
And I, you know, bless him, but I don't... He honestly doesn't know what's going on. So I've got some more. We've got so many of these. Shall we...
What, you're just going to do them now?
Yeah, because I know that he can't answer the phone. So, listeners, do not tweet Chris or tell him about this at all. Let's just keep this going, right? And I've got one... We've got loads here. Hang on. Yeah, this is a good one. Okay.
I hope he doesn't have a voicemail with his phone number in it.
So do I. If it does, I'll cut it off quick. Like I said, do not tell him this. It's our secret.
Hello, it's Chris. Please leave a message. Thanks. Bye.
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hi, Chris. Good morning. It's Pink. How the hell are you? Do you miss me? Bye.
You're such a child.
I am.
How miserable does he sound in his voicemail?
I know. Not when he's got a message from Pink, he won't. One more? Okay. Ah... Right, who should we do? I've got loads.
Who have you got? Give me a few options.
Right, you've got... No, I'll just surprise you. Let me surprise you. I'm going Hollywood now. What a shame we haven't got Rachel Stevens. Come on!
Oh. Hello, it's Chris. Please leave a message. Thanks. Bye.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Here we go.
To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hey, Chris, it's Sigourney Weaver. Hoping you have a great day.
Yes! I love this.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hello, it's Chris. Please leave a message. Thanks. Bye.
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
My name is Billy Piper. I love you. I love you. I never see you these days. You're amazing. I love you.
That's a... What? I've nearly forgot to cut off.
Oh, you idiot.
It's fine. That's a weird one.
It'd just be you on the end going, Billy, sounding like she's...
No, I just
what
went...
What was she doing there?
No, I only went, Muh, so you wouldn't know. What was she doing in that? Is she on the loo?
My name is Billy Piper. I love you. I love you. I never see you these days. You're amazing. I love you.
Amazing. Anyway, there's another tennis for the collection.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you going on holiday this year? Do you need some travel tips? Well, that's what Westwood's Travel Clinic is for. Loads of people jetting off on their summer holidays in the next week or so. So we're giving you the tips from the holiday guru, Tim Westwood. Hi, Tim Westwood.
Oh, man, sorry, I was just trying to clarify something with your producer.
Okay, good.
Can't is the answer.
Yeah, no sausages.
No.
Okay, no sausages.
I heard you with Fern earlier.
No sausages, mate.
No sausages?
Yeah, no reference to sausages. Okay.
Oh, okay. We're not allowed to mention... Okay,
no,
right,
okay.
So is that just me or you? Or both?
I think in answer to the first question.
Okay, good. So, BBC Radio 1 Extra in Mallorca this weekend. It's going to be big.
Oh, crazy. We are going in and handling ours. Broadcasting from Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Maybe I should change the music.
No, yeah, that's better. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, from 7 o'clock, we are going in Saturday night on 1 Extra, handling our business, because you know 1 Extra takes over Radio 1 every Saturday night. We are going in live from Mallorca Rocks. We are raising the temperature, kid. We have got Trevor Nelson, Target, Mr. Jam. We have Westwood. We are going in so legendary with Chipmunk, alongside Rich 3-2, Man, Jason Status. We are broadcasting from Mallorca Rocks, and we're taking it to the club BCM to tear that bad boy down. Yes, yes, yes. I wish I had it written down in front of me.
No, that was good, because you did that from memory. But you did have to close your eyes, which I like.
Exactly. I normally prefer looking at you.
No.
To get in the mood.
Obviously, you don't have to be going to Mallorca.
Oh, I had a good plank today.
Did you plank today?
Oh, my God. A double plank with
Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton, a double plank. Smashed it down.
I already had 20,000 views.
A double plank smash.
Where can they find
that? She outplanked a planker.
Is that
her
on the
plank
website?
Game is intense.
Is that on the website?
No, it's just on twitter.com/TimWestwood.
Very good.
I really wanted him to say timwestwood.com/planking.
Yeah. Yes.
As if he had a special page set up for it.
We have actually got a special page on the One Extra website for my planking activities.
So it's One Extra in Mallorca, but you don't have to be going to Mallorca to get your question answered. You can be going anywhere. I've got some more for you, Travel Guru.
I think I appreciate that, sir. So should we go in and handle the first question?
Let's go in. This is from Jack in Biddeford in Devon. All right, Westwood, me and my mates are going on holiday on Sunday to Magaluf. They're thinking of coming to join you at Mallorca Rocks. Is that possible? That's
Saturday
night.
Look forward to that. Exactly, turn up early and we'll try and make it happen for you, kid.
Okay, just wondering what the ratio of girls to guys is out there. Is there a high chance of getting lucky?
Now, this goes back to what I was originally speaking to a producer about and got shot down. It is the word I can't mention, fest.
It is?
Yes, it's absolutely... The word I can't mention, fest.
It's
that type of party.
Are there more girls than guys there? Because when I was in Kavos a week or so ago, there was too many girls. There weren't enough boys in there. Too many girls, too many girls.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And what were you singing? We want some more men in here, we want some more men in here.
I was, actually.
Sorry.
Just to redress the balance.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you were in heaven for some people. And
yeah. They had to go out to the strip and drag some more boys in. Because there wasn't
Seriously,
enough.
Where were you again?
Kavos.
Was it really like that in Kavos?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know.
Well, then that is... a girl fest.
But Magaluf has lots of girls and boys, I think it's
yes.
fair.
Ratio, I think it, sometimes it's a little man-heavy.
All right. Chris has been on. Westwood, is there any way of you getting guest list entry for us to the clubs in Ibiza?
Unfortunately, no, I have no connection there, and I find the prices for admission is outrageous in Ibiza. A lot of those clubs are €70 at the door, and the euro is like 1 to the pound now, 1.1 to the pound, and you lose that extra 0.1 in exchange rate. And what happens there is like you don't pay £70 to get into a club. Some clubs are €100 to get in. You don't pay £100 to get into a club. Even like little corner spots like Eden are like €50 to get in. You don't pay that, and £25 for a beer and £15 for a water. It is outrageous.
Okay, next. Jono, stuck on the M1. Buy my duty-free on the way out or on my way in?
It depends. If you need your duty-free while you're out there, like some, aftershave, buy it on the way out, obviously, but I normally buy it on the way back at the airport as I land in the UK. Holla.
I
bought a nice bottle of CK1 just from the...
Did you? I wouldn't say...
That's quite 90s.
After doing... Well, I'm CK'd out.
I wouldn't put you down as a CK1 man.
That's interesting you should say that.
I wouldn't.
But you often say I do smell a little too sweet.
I would think you're more kind of...
Sean John.
No, Jupe.
No, absolutely not.
Jupe.
Jupe.
Mm.
No.
To be honest, the...
Jazz.
No, jazz. I like that new Justin Bieber aftershave. I like smelling like a locker room.
Dane off of Facebook says, I hear it's €10 in all clubs in Kavos, then free drinks for the rest of the night. Is that true?
That's absolutely not. There is a club out there which charges €20 to get in. It's called The Venue. None of us ever work in there. And it's not the hot party because we all play at Trinity on a Wednesday night. And I heard Reggie H is there tonight.
Yes, he is.
And you are there in a couple of Saturdays.
Weeks. Yeah.
So that is the hot spot.
How to blag yourself out of pushy street salesmen. You know the people that come in and go, oh,
the
hi,
PRs,
do you want to come into
baby.
This? Do you want
the
to come
PRs.
To this?
Yeah, the PRs. They're PRing the bars, they're PRing the restaurants, they're PRing the clubs.
And normally they're quite hot. Mm. And they're like, come into this bar, come into that bar. This is from Rebecca off Facebook. Even to the point where, there's this guy saying, do you want an English breakfast, ladies? Or do you want to come to this English bar? I don't want to go to an English bar. She says, I'm on holiday. What do you do?
Well, you've gone to exactly the wrong resort because there's nothing Greek or Spanish about these resorts. You will get no Spanish or Greek food in any of these places. So don't kid yourself. You are in little England over there. But if you don't want to, partake in what they're trying to sell, you can do it politely. You can just keep it moving. Like, if they're saying trying to get you into a bar, just explain you're on antibiotics because of what happened last night and you can't drink alcohol. Just explain you've got to keep walking. Because you're meeting some friends down there. Soon come, I'll be back later. See you then. Holla.
And Sarah from Neath in South Wales says, I am going away for the third time in 8 months to Gran Canaria on Saturday with my boyfriend, but I get extremely bad prickly heat from head to toe. Any tips, Westwood?
I would recommend maybe you get some antihistamine and you go and see your, you know, your chemist, and while you're picking up your other supplies for your holiday, get some antihistamine tablets as well.
And that works for prickly heat, right?
Yes.
Okay. Was in Magaluf last weekend, and more men than girls, and very nice boys too, says Ben in Leeds. So yeah, you're right.
Dean or Facebook, which is his one holiday essential? Well, I would say when you're packing your bag, don't forget your common sense, love.
Absolutely. Good advice there. One more. In Zante, best place to go to a bar, not a club.
Oh, just at the bottom of the strip. Now, there's a lot of bars which is just free to get into, and a lot of clubs which are free to get into, and you can just party in there. And girls, if you go there, you know, you can often get brought a free fishbowl. Yeah. So, you know, you
this
can
is from
do
John
it quite cheap.
This. So you can do it cheap. You don't have to go
yeah,
to a club.
And there's one at the bottom of the strip, which is always the hot spot.
All right.
As you go to the bottom of the strip, turn right, it's just there. It's a big one.
Nice. Okay, we need to point out as well that someone thinks that CK1 is just for bisexuals. It's not. Anyone can wear it.
I know. That is the case. That is the case.
Hey, listen, Westwood.
Yes, no, I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's been...
No, I wouldn't want you. I wouldn't want you wearing that. No.
No. It's been a pleasure once again.
I sprayed on twice.
And thank you very much. That was Westwood's travel
I sprayed it at the front and I sprayed it at the back.
BBC Radio 1 Extra. In Mallorca.
And it's for my husband and
this weekend. You can hear it all on Radio 1 with Jam and Target and, of course, Westwood and loads of special guests like Man, who we're going to play now. Thank you, Westwood.
Oh, spray some CK1 on him. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Oh, you know when you're on a train? You get the train a lot, don't you?
Yes.
No.
That's the noise of someone who commutes a lot.
You love it. You're in the bar with the businessman at 7:30.
Yeah, I've yet to someone to buy me a drink on the train.
You tweet about it all the time, like, yes, I'm in the bar.
I'm normally in the bar because there's no seats.
Oh, right.
Best place. Sometimes I get off and say, see you tomorrow.
I bet you hear some really good conversations in that bar.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's like a local to some people as well. They all know the barman's name.
Do they?
Yeah.
Because they're on it so much every night.
And when Jackie's off, they always ask where she is.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a little family. You know when you're on the train, and maybe you're nodding off a bit, because I always do that. The motion of the train just makes me do that weird sleep, kind of like the sleep you get on planes as well, where it's like... Right, and then you hear the announcement. It's normally really loud, because I'm always just below the speaker. I always manage to get that seat that's just below the speaker. But then you're kind of not really listening to it, because you're half asleep. And then halfway through the announcement, you think, oh, actually, this might be for me. Did they just say... that station that I wanted to get off is closed now, or what? And you're like, oh, I wish I could say that again. You must have that a lot, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right, imagine that you're on this train, okay? Now, one of our listeners, Paul from Kettering, actually recorded this announcement on a train that he was on. So imagine for a second that you were on this same train, okay? And think about the confusion that happened in this carriage when this announcement came on, okay? Imagine you're half asleep, you don't really hear it the first time.
Midlands train service. Calling at Bedford, Wellingborough, Kettering, the rear portion going forward to Corby, the front portion going forward to Leicester, Loughborough, East Midlands Parkway, Long Eaton, Derby, Chesterfield and Sheffield.
Okay, it's pretty stand up to this point, isn't
it's
it really?
It's just splitting.
Yeah, the train is splitting in two. Okay, fine.
Please be aware this is a 10 car train. 10 coaches on this train, which is made up of 2 separate 5-car units. You cannot completely walk through the entire 10 coaches, so later in the journey you must make sure you're on the right portion of the train.
Okay, so at some point I'm probably going to have to move to make sure I'm on the right portion of the train. This is starting to make my head fizz.
The rear portion of the train coaches MNL. First class portion, which the train manager will speak to the first class customers. The rear portion coaches L, M and N. These coaches are for Corby, so if you're going forward to Corby, are you not in the first class area adjacent to those coaches, which once again the train manager will speak to you about.
Oh.
or cultures L, M, and N. If you're not in those cultures, you will have to change at some portion of the journey to move if you're going forward to Corby.
What does this all mean?
The front portion of the train, we've now hopefully got cultures A, B, C, D, and G.
She doesn't sound very confident.
No.
However, once again, I do think we've actually ended up with two coach Gs. So, once again, if you're in first class, train manager will speak to you regarding where you're travelling to.
Right, so there are two coach Gs now to make it even more confusing.
If you're in coaches A, B, C and D, you're in the right portion of the train to go forward to travel to Leicester, Loughborough, East Midlands Parkway, Long Eaton, Derby, Chesterfield and Sheffield.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about the problem with the coach letters. It just causes a serious problem when we do have five car units and when the train is going to split. Please be aware our first calling point will be Bedford, then we go forward to call at Wellingborough and Kettering. Both Wellingborough and Kettering do have a short platform, so the rear two coaches, coaches J and K, these two coaches will not be platformed at Wellingborough and Kettering. The doors will not be released. Once again, this is the 1700. First stop will be Bedford.
You can actually hear someone laughing in the background.
You can clearly hear them go, this is ridiculous. Thank you, Paul and Kettering, for sending that in. That's so confusing.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Matt Edmondson, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
I'm a bit concerned, actually, because I've just been having a nap upstairs. Do you know the secret room where they take record executives to go and play the music?
I've napped there many a time.
Isn't it a brilliant place for a nap?
Yeah.
Now, there is someone in this building, I'm not going to say who occasionally will come in. If you've been doing early breakfast, will come in and wake you up and say, you're not meant to be sleeping in here. They've got like a BDI for it. But I went in and had a cheeky nap up there just now. I was going to say I'm feeling refreshed, but I'm really not. I feel now like I sounded like I'm a little bit drunk on the radio.
So why have you been having a nap? What have you been doing?
I've just been quite tired. I've just had a busy few days. I was away at the weekend and then I was working very, very late last night and working all today. So I just thought I'd come in before the show, have a nap, I'll feel better. And you can tell I'm not medically trained because I'm definitely not feeling that.
The thing is, though, sometimes when you power nap, when you first wake up, you feel absolute rubbish.
It was a danger nap, I think.
Yeah.
And my sister's got this theory of the danger zone, which is anything more or less than 4 hours or anything divisible by two.
I agree.
So like 3 hours, danger zone.
Yep.
1 hour, danger zone. 2 hours, you feel fine, breezy.
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely true. And I do like it that there's somewhere where we can nap upstairs, even if it is unofficial.
It's an illegal napping place.
It certainly
is. You're not meant to nap there.
I used to do that a lot. I can say this now, it was a few years ago. And I go out, maybe have a couple of drinks, come back and nap at Radio 1. It's rent-free, you know?
Ah, there you go. I did hear a story of a man.
And it's further away than... It's nearer than home, you see. That's why.
You'd use this, you'd... What, effectively live here?
This basically was my house.
How long did you live here for?
Oh, about 4 years.
Was this in the dark days?
Yeah, really dark days, yeah.
I heard a story of a man who, again, I won't name, but he was on Kids TV, right?
Right.
And he lived at BBC Television Centre for 4 months.
What?
And he just used to use the dressing rooms there, like the stars' dressing rooms, because obviously they've got lovely, big, kind of like glitzy places with showers and things like that.
Yeah, you've got a toilet, you've got a shower in there.
You don't, if you want, you don't have to leave the building. They've got restaurants there, they've got showers there, they've got all sorts of stuff. So he just lived there. He just sort of moved from dressing room to dressing room.
Did he give up his house?
I don't know. I think he got kicked out of his flat and was like, where do I go? Oh, I'll move into the television
centre. That is incredible. Now, we've got a few cheeky
little... Just that isn't what I'm doing, by the way.
This is a one-off.
Sleeping in that room an awful lot recently.
It's a one-off. He was just tired. So your show's on tonight at 9.
It is.
What have you got?
Well, last week we went down to the red carpet for Harry Potter. Me and Chris, who works on the show, travelled down there. It was incredibly busy. So many thousands of people were there. We got there, we arrived, and we tried to find our place on the red carpet. Realised it wasn't very good and immediately left. So what we've done is decided to recycle the interview that Newsbeat got when they were at Harry Potter.
Much better idea.
Yeah, we've just taken all their stuff. I've added in some new questions, kept the original answers. Sounds like a completely different interview, apart from the fact that I've said it now. No one really know that we've just made it up.
So what did you actually get on the evening of the premiere?
Not a lot.
Anything?
We spoke to one person, and you'll have to hear what we said to that one person on the show this evening. It wasn't anyone famous, though.
You didn't have a good spot, did you?
No.
That's
awful.
We had
a very, very bad spot.
Right, OK. So there's that.
Yes. I'm trying to think what else we've got now.
Oh, it's fine. You've just woken up.
I'm a bit delirious. I've only just woken up.
Fine.
I feel like... Oh, we've got Celebrity Futures. Yeah. I've got this guy who is in no way related to the professor from Back to the Future, Doc Brown.
Yeah.
My guy's called Doc Beige. He and I go into the future to look at what happens to celebrities. Now, yeah. In the past, we've looked at Justin Bieber.
That was a good one.
His was particularly terrible.
Yeah.
We've also been into the future of Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield. And tonight, we find out who, in many years to come, eventually takes on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And it's a surprising person.
Is it?
Let me just say he's got a wife called Judy.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. All tonight at 9 o'clock with Matt Edmondson. And we've got some few games to play with you in a minute. That's
oh,
all right.
Perfect. Let's
lovely.
Do it.
Podcast. LMFAO. On BBC Radio 1, Matt Edmondson's here. Hi.
Hello. I met LMFAO earlier today.
Oh, God. And?
And they're a bit weird. They're a little bit... how to put this in the correct way. They're a little bit sort of very easy breezy. They're very sort of relaxed. Oh, but someone say too relaxed. And the first thing they did when I met them was hand me a whistle. It was nice.
Okay.
And then a handful of condoms, which
what?
Were branded LMFAO. Oh. It's like they're like the new JLS, but there's no message behind theirs other than let's have a party.
I met DJ Fresh on Sunday.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, okay.
Now we've got some Scott Mills points to
you
win.
You like the picture of you and DJ Fresh, though, don't you?
Do you know what? It's my favourite. It's just my favourite.
Because it makes him
what's
look
happening
really young.
In the picture?
No, that's not.
It just makes
that.
Him look
it's
really
not that
young.
At all. It's just because he is doing the wacky thumbs aloft one sign because he's number one. It's my screensaver.
Oh, amazing! How old is DJ Fresh?
85.
That's what I'm saying. That's, that's why Scott likes standing next to him.
I see. Okay.
Good. So Scott Mills points to win. Now, a lot of our listeners have been on, noticing a few things from radio and TV over the past few days. You've just got to predict what happens the most. So we've got Becky, we've got Matt here.
Uh-huh.
So, what happens the most? Do you think Nahal, on the review show last night on Radio 1, said, etc., etc., the most? I never realised that was his catchphrase before.
Is that his catchphrase?
It is now.
Oh, whenever I see him, I always say, hey, Nahal, etc., etc.
He says it a lot. That was spotted by Martin. So do you think Nahal says etc. etc. the most, or do you think on The Apprentice last week, do you think they said the words smell what sells more, spotted by Simon and Anna from High Wycombe, or do you think Ollie Mears mispronounced the word genuinely more on the Chris Moyle show last week?
These are brilliant spots.
They are good, aren't they? Thanks for all of these.
These are good ones.
Is it Nahal with etc. etc.? Is it Smell What Sells on The Apprentice? Or is it Genuinely by Ollie Mears on the Chris Moyle show?
Now, I watched The Apprentice last week, sadly not live because it clashes with my show. I always do that thing of trying to get back in time to watch it on catch up without realising he's been fired. In the 14 weeks or whatever it's been on, not
never
a single
happened.
Success in no. that. They did say it a lot, not as much as Natasha says, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, she does.
I'm going to go with Mers, you know. I mean, I think he is one of the finest broadcasters this country has, but I think he may mispronounce the word genuinely.
Okay, good.
Nahal.
Nahal, with yeah. Et cetera,
yeah, that review show, that's all he does.
Is it?
They have to really force him to get the tunes on.
All right, well, let's find out.
And the other ones can't get their opinions in edgeways half the time.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
First, here's Nahal from Radio 1's review show, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, you mentioned Pantera and other such bands, Machine Head, et cetera, et cetera. Between, say, the metal crowd and an R&B crowd, et cetera, et cetera. They just don't want to know about, you know, about bass music, et cetera, et cetera. And equally, from the black music fraternity, we don't get guitars, we don't like it, etc., etc.
It's a business, it's business, but at the same time...
In order for artists to have careers, they need to sell records, etc., etc.
So five etc., etc.'s from Nahal there in a one-hour show.
Wow. And you count once each time. I was going to say 10 for that.
No.
Etc., etc.
No, five. And now to The Apprentice, smell what sells.
I expect you to sell that stuff as quick as possible and smell... Which item is the best seller?
Smell what's selling best and go and buy some more.
Smell what sells. The nodding dog.
Lord Sugar was saying smell out what's selling well.
Smell what sells, go and buy some more.
Well, this task is all about smelling what's selling. You go and buy more stuff because you're smelling what's selling.
Yes.
You're supposed to smell what
yes.
is selling.
Eight, smell what sells.
So what was that task? I don't really understand.
I didn't see it.
That one, they had to go and he gave them some products. And they had to go out.
I was just joking. Smelling what's selling. Yeah.
Such a loser.
I saw it.
And now to Murs, who was on the Chris Moyle show.
I hate it when that happens.
What?
When we go to Murs?
When Ollie Murs is on the Chris Moyle show. All right. And he was on, and there's one word that he can't say, and that is genuinely. Let's find out how many times he couldn't say it.
I genuinely don't know any of that information. I wish I could know. But I just really hope it'd be amazing if Kelly had Beyonce. They're all great. I mean, to be honest, I'm not just saying it. I generally, you know, the new judging panel is really good.
Right. Just two there, then. Just two genuinely. So, Murs 2, 8 for The Apprentice, 5 for Nahal's, etc., etc. So, what did you say?
I said Murs. So it's no Murs. Points all round, I think.
No points.
That's disappointing.
It was The Apprentice. So, sorry, everybody. No points.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.